Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Real Tech Guy Radio. I'm Jonathan Rivera, your host, your guide, your teacher, your mentor. And this is episode number 76. I want to thank you for joining us. I've got another great show planned for you today. I have an interview with a really, like, undercover internet marketer. Okay? This person is pushing hundreds of thousands of page views using social media marketing, and she's going to be sharing some of her secrets, including which network she gets the most traffic from and quite a few other tips. That special someone is Katie Lance from Inman News, and we'll get into that interview in just a bit. Last week we had Mari Smith on the show. What a lot of downloads we got. Mari Smith was awesome, and a lot of people enjoyed the show. And as you already know, because I know that you're tuning in often, as you already know, I've been making it a habit to give you stuff. Not just the show, but to give you actual physical stuff. And last week, I asked you to go ahead and, after you listen to the interview with Mari Smith, to go ahead and tweet out your best takeaway. And somebody out there, one of you, was going to go ahead and win a book from Mari Smith, her brand new book, The New Relationship Marketing. Well, here's the thing. I read the book, and it's a really good book, and I just couldn't give only one away. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to just give one book away. So what I decided to do was I decided to double down on you, because I need you to understand that when you take action on my offers, you will be rewarded. So here's how I'm going to teach you that lesson today. Instead of one person getting Mari Smith's new book, 10 of you are going to get Mari's new book. And instead of just getting Mari Smith's new book, which is really cool, 10 of you are going to get an autographed copy. Yeah, that's what happens when you have cool friends like Mari Smith, okay? And Mari Smith agreed to personally autograph your copies. Take that. So next time I ask you to take action, you ought to. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the list of winners right now, but I'm also going to do a quick little blog post on it in the week, so that you guys can see your names and we can get in touch with each other. But let's just go down this list. All right. Deborah Trappin at Deborah11, you have won. Katie Lance at Katie Lance, you have won. C. Waterhouse at C. Waterhouse, at Brenda Moore, at Lisa Marie Mary, Terry at TLC Home, at Real Estate VAs, my buddy at Chris Smith. Let's see. Oh man, I hope I don't wreck your name, but at Miranda Opiella, I hope I said that right, R-E, and at SM Travelers, you are all going to get a copy of Mari Smith's new book, The New Relationship Marketing. And it's going to be an autographed copy. And you know why you're getting that? Because you took action. Because I asked you to tweet something out and you tweeted it. Thank you. All right, now that we got that out of the way, we got to jump into this interview, because I think it's a solid 30 minutes. But guess what? Guess what I'm doing again? I'm giving stuff away. And all you need to do is take action. So I want you to listen to this show. Listen closely as Katie Lance shares about internet marketing, email marketing, social media marketing. And when you're done listening to the show, go over to Twitter. What's our hashtag? Hashtag RTG Radio. Use hashtag RTG Radio and give me your best takeaway. Give me your best takeaway from the interview. And guess what? If you're in Florida, if you're near Tampa, because this is obviously location specific, I'm going to give away 5 tickets to Agent Reboot Tampa. Yeah, 5 tickets. Now, me giving away books, That's cool. Books are like $20. Agent Reboot, that's like $50. So take action. And after you listen to this interview, give me your best takeaway on Twitter using hashtag RTGRadio. And you might just be a winner. Let's hop into this. Okay, so I have Katie Lance on the line. She's the contributing editor at Inman Next, and she's also the social media director over at Inman News. So, Katie, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good to finally talk to you. We've been doing this little dance for you know, back and forth for a while, so I'm super stoked to have you here. I know how busy you are, so I'm grateful that you're taking the time out to join us. And I know that you've got a lot of knowledge and maybe even some stuff people don't know about to share today, so I'm super stoked about it.
Oh, well, thank you. It's really exciting to be here. I've been a fan of your show for a long time and just excited that we connected and happy to be here and talk about what's going on. There's lots of exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you have been busy. You're an award-winning writer. We already know that, but you do more than just write, huh? You're actually pushing traffic. I hear you're quite well-versed in copywriting as well. Is that true?
Yeah, the writing is definitely a big passion of mine. I was the managing editor for Forum, Future Real Estate Marketing blog for a year and a half, and now I'm the contributing editor for Next with Chris Smith. So Chris and I are kind of leading the charge with Next, and I love writing. I think that it's an untapped skill that some people just don't tap into for whatever reason. And I've just really enjoyed writing and creating content. And there's such so much information that's out there that I really feel is important to get out there to real estate agents. There's so much stuff that's changing day in and day out, and technology and social media and everything. So it's I love it. I just really enjoy writing. And now I'm doing a lot of videos too. So you'll see me writing and also doing a lot of videos too, which is always fun.
Wow, so you're getting all over the radar on content. So you mentioned the Future of Real Estate Marketing, which was, that was like a staple. Before all this craziness happened, Forum was around. So was that something that you were involved in from the very beginning? Or, how did that work?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I came on board with Inman in 2009. And right before that, Joel Burslem, who's the founder of Forum, had left Inman to go. He works now for 1000 Watt Consulting, and Inman News purchased the blog from Joel. And when I came on board, Inman News was kind of at the point trying to figure out who was going to manage it, who was going to write for it. Joel had such a big audience and obviously still has such a big audience. And I was very honored when Brad Inman called me and personally invited me and said, hey, we really want you to take this on. We think you're up to the challenge. And I was very excited and a little nervous, to be honest with you, to fill Joel's shoes. But it was great. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned was to find my own voice. I think a lot of people who start writing or blogging, they try to be somebody else. They try to write or sound like somebody else. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned from that experience was just finding my own voice and was really proud of the audience we built up. We built up a really huge audience there, which was exciting, and just a really great community. And so I wrote for that blog for, like I said, it was about a year and a half or so, and just a great, great experience.
So let me ask you this, because I think that this is actually huge when it comes to writing, is the idea of finding your voice. First thing is, what exactly does that mean, and then how do you do that?
Right. I think that's a really good question. So for me, I think one of the biggest things is a couple things. I think number one, the more you write, the more you find your voice. I think the more you write, the better you get. And if you, one of the things I committed to when I first started Forum, I remember in the very beginning, I was a little nervous. I felt like I had big shoes to fill. And I specifically remember having a conversation with Joel and just sort of asking his advice about it. And he suggested that I start, committing to 3 specific days a week. Without fail, always publishing on, certain days a week. And just that little tip made a huge difference because of, you know, so many things can get in the way of writing. You have 8 million things that you're doing, and writing always, you know, tends to fall at the bottom of the list. But when I made that commitment, I found that the more I did it, the more I wrote, the better I got, the more I just kind of got in tune with what I was passionate about, what I like to read, what I found interesting. And I think part of it's just your personality too. You know, for me, I don't think I'm stiff. I think I'm pretty easygoing. I you know, like to laugh and I don't know. I think infusing kind of your personality is a big thing. And part of it is just honestly just putting pen to paper and just writing and typing and then editing as well. You know, reading it and maybe stepping away and going, okay, let me come back tomorrow and see, you know, see what I think of that and do I want to edit that or delete that. And it just takes kind of doing it over and over and over again. And I wish there was a magic formula, but I don't really think there is.
So the magic formula, you just gave it to us. Practice, right? Practice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is just practice. Just good old-fashioned work, you know. And also reading. I found the more I wrote, the more I wanted to read. And I started reading more and more blogs, not just in real estate, but really reading different blogs and different publications outside of real estate and getting sort of a broader view about what was happening in technology and social media. So that was really helpful as well.
And that's an awesome tip because I think we get all, you know, we can all relate to the idea of getting caught in the vacuum and just hearing the same stuff over and over. So getting out of our vertical is a huge, mm-hmm. huge tip. So thank you for that. You did Forum for a year and a half. That was obviously, you know, you found your voice, you found what you were doing. And then from what I understand, there's no more Forum. Where did Forum go?
Well, you know, one of the coolest things that we found that came out of Forum, I mean, Forum really transformed and kind of changed and had a life of its own, I guess, once I took it over. But what we found is that there was such a bigger audience for that type of information. And with Forum, it was just myself writing. We had some guest contributors from time to time, but it was pretty much just me. And, you know, we really saw that there's such a bigger need for agent information, for agents that are really techie, for agents that aren't as techie. And so, you know, we kind of came up with this whole idea of Next, of Inman Next, as sort of a hybrid of what Forum is, but I don't know, kind of Forum on steroids, because yes. Instead of just one author, it's Chris and I, you know, like I said, kind of leading the way and leading the charge. But then in addition, we have this amazing cast of contributors that write for us month in and month out. And so it's just so great to have a variety of voices. It's not just my voice, not just Chris's voice, but it's this whole, you know, plethora of voices and opinions. And it's really filled a big kind of hole that I felt was in the real estate community. Just some really great knowledge for real estate agents of all levels, because some are really techie, but let's face it, there's a lot of agents that are not on Twitter that are just still kind of floundering with Facebook. So, you know, we're excited about that. And so, long story short, Forum is now a part of Next. So if you go to Forum, you'll get redirected to Next. But you'll definitely see all the Forum posts are still on Next. A lot of the longer Forum, some more in-depth posts on Next will be tagged as Forum posts. So Forum will still live just sort of in a new and exciting way.
So Forum lives on, and you've got like a stable of contributors over there on Next. So what's the goal of Next? Because I've had Chris on the show, and I've gotten his angle. You know, Chris is like, you know, Mr. like showbiz, big, you know, glitzy, glamour. Let me hear it from you, who has been doing this for a little bit longer. What is the purpose of Next?
I think that's a great question. So I think one of the nice things about Chris and I is we have a lot in common, but we're also really, really kind of different. We have different types of personalities. I think different people are kind of attracted to the different types of things, different types of content that we put out there. And I think one of the biggest things that Next is going to do is just offer some great information for agents of all levels. You know, there's going to be some of our writers who write about the hot and cool and, you know, sexiest new thing that just came out. And then there's other people that are going to write, okay, how do I set up a Facebook page? How do I do a Twitter list? So for me, one of the biggest benefits is just being able to offer a broad amount of knowledge for the real estate community that's out there. And like I said, whether someone's super tech savvy or not so much. And also coming from a media company, you know, Inman News has been around in one form or another for about 20 years. And, you know, really proud of the audience that we've built on our news side. And we've always provided great news for the thought leaders in real estate, you know, the CEOs, the brokers, the owners. But we, like I said, we really felt that there was this big sort of hole for agents, the working agent who's working day in and day out, who's just doing whatever they can do to close deals and get more leads and make more sales. And so we feel like there's a big opportunity there because we're not, you know, we're not a vendor, we're not, you know, a certain product or whatever. We're just a media company and trying to provide some great information.
So Inman Next is really what Inman is doing to get to the agents then, right? So that's pretty much what your target is?
Yeah, definitely. Just your hardworking real estate agent. That's our target audience, for sure.
There's probably one or two of them that listen to this show, so now they know. Good deal.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I've heard some stories about you, Katie. I've heard some stories that you're pushing. It's like, hey, wait a second. We didn't talk about this. I have heard some stories that you are pushing hundreds of thousands of page views using social media. Is that could that possibly be accurate? Are you pushing serious traffic with social media?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I'm really proud of. My other, you know, one of my hats is Inman Next and contributing editor. My other hat here is social media director. And we do quite a bit in the social media world. I was thinking of how many accounts I manage. I thought I was up to 15 social media accounts for Inman, but we might be up to 17 or 18. And so we've really kind of accelerated what we do with social media. We really feel like, hey, if we're going to, talk the talk, we better walk the walk with what we're doing. And so we invest a lot of money and a lot of time into social media with our Facebook pages and Twitter. We're doing a lot of new stuff with our YouTube accounts. We actually just launched our Inman Next YouTube account a couple days ago. It's youtube.com/Inman with all the Inman Next videos on it. So we're driving some really serious traffic. It's exciting. It's exciting to look at the analytics and seeing, you know, all the traffic coming from Facebook and Twitter primarily is our two big sources, but also LinkedIn. We have a huge group on LinkedIn. We have one of the, I think it's the second largest real estate group on LinkedIn. So we get a tremendous amount of traffic from LinkedIn as well.
You know, I've never had anybody tell me they get traffic from LinkedIn, so curveball.
Yeah, it's sort of the, I know, it's sort of the, it's funny, it's, yeah, it's a lot of people are going, I saw on LinkedIn, so.
Wow, so, yeah, sure. Well, it's a more serious network. So your main channels right now then, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, are Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn, is that correct?
Yeah, I would say Facebook and Twitter are our two main sources from social media, and then behind that would be LinkedIn, and YouTube is just growing. We've had a YouTube channel for quite a while. We've had a we have youtube.com/Inman News, and now our new one, youtube.com/Inman. So that's sort of been a work in progress and growing that, but for sure our main traffic through social media for sure is Facebook, and then a close second would be Twitter.
Wow, so Facebook is the one pushing the volume. I love to hear that. It's like you're reading my mind, Katie. Did somebody send you my thoughts before we got on? So Facebook is the gig.
Maybe, no.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, somebody tapped into my brain. So Facebook's the big pusher, and then Twitter is behind it. Very cool stuff, because for me as well, for a lot of what I do, Facebook is really the main source of traffic, so I guess that might be a reason why agents should kind of pay attention, you think, to Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a lot of ways, I think we've only really seen the beginning of what's going to happen with Facebook. You know, it just seems like practically every day there's a new update with Facebook, there's new things that are going on. In fact, anytime we write about Facebook on Inman Next, it's usually one of our top traffic driving stories because, you know, agents want to know about Facebook. And, you know, the cool thing is it's obviously not just agents that are on Facebook. I mean, it's just about anybody you talk to nowadays, whether you're, you know, 25 or 85. I mean, a lot of, just about everybody seems to be on Facebook. And, you know, they're doing all kinds of new stuff. They're just rolling out soon on Facebook some new things with friend lists, which I'm super excited about. I've always been a big fan of the friend list on Facebook. And, you know, Google Plus is doing that with their circles. And to see that Facebook is finally making, I think, some better, I don't know, better developments. You know, it's kind of segmenting your friends and getting organized with friends and who sees what. I think that's exciting. So it's kind of the beginning, I think, and it's not too late. You know, if an agent's not on Facebook yet, it's not too late, in my opinion. Jump on board.
Get in already. Your grandma's on there.
Exactly. Get on board.
So,
you know, I think we're also really kind of turning the corner, too. I think we're finally starting to see not, you know, agents not just blasting out listings. We were seeing that for a long time. You know, agents getting on there and just that's all they thought that Facebook was for blasting out listings. And I think we're finally kind of turning the corner on that. And seeing a lot of agents putting out some great content, some great local content and community content, and really positioning themselves as the local expert. So it's exciting to see.
That's the strategy right there, the local expert strategy. That's what that's the gift the internet has given us. We can all, you know, we all have the equal opportunity to do that, which is kind of exciting if people take advantage of it. But you're right, I do remember that spammy stuff. So I'm glad to see that it is kind of falling to the wayside now. So you said something interesting. You said Facebook is working more on the lists. You mentioned Google and their circles, and some people out there might not be on Google, but most of them are on Facebook. And this idea of lists and segmenting and all that, it brings to mind for me email marketing. Now, I also have heard some rumors that you're pretty big on email marketing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of what we do at Inman News, and I've been a big part of that, and I'm definitely a big believer in it. I think there's definitely a big place for email marketing, and I mean, social media is great, and we get a ton of traffic from it, and I without a doubt, you know, would not leave any of our social media spaces. But I think email marketing is another huge tool that can't be ignored, and we do a lot of email marketing at Inman News, and your listeners might get a couple emails from us. So
yeah, well, you know what? I get emails from you, and you know, I've had other folks on the show talk about this, but a lot of people say email marketing is dead. What would you say to that?
Oh, I totally disagree. I think, you know, I think it's just like anything else with email marketing. You have to be smart and strategic about it and what you're sending out. You can't spam people. You know, it can't do what we, not we, but what so many people did, you know, years ago, of just blatantly spamming people. And it doesn't, you know, it's not effective. I mean, I think if you can do things the right way and get people to opt in, there's so many great services that are available, you know, for email marketing, and that really kind of assist you in making your brand look professional and what you're doing. And but it's definitely not dead at all. I think there has to be a lot of thought involved in it. You know, it's like anything else. It's content and, you know, being smart about what you're putting out there. And do you have calls to action? And are you offering something of value? Just almost kind of like social media, where you're offering something of value. You're not, you know, pushing, but there's sort of that fine balance. And, you know, everyone still has email. Everyone checks their email. And so I think it's definitely not dead.
Well, I'm like a big proponent of email and email marketing. And I love it when people say email is dead, because whoever's saying that is probably not competition for us then, because they're, you know, they're wasting time elsewhere. Good for them. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, and I found personally, you know, as an info marketer, that I make my sales on email. I don't make them on social media. So I think to take the relationship to the next level, social media is a great handshake, but email marketing is the hug. Like, come on, a little bit closer, you know?
Exactly. I think it takes a little bit more effort. You know, for social media, it's just one click. Someone likes you or they follow you. But for email, you know, they have to, it takes a little bit more effort. They have to put their email in, they have to confirm it. You know, they really said, okay, yes, I would like email from you. So, you know, I think that says a lot. And it's interesting, you know, I'm sure just like yourself, I'm sure you get a ton of email, and I know I get a ton of email. And a lot of times, yes, I go through my email and I'm like, delete, delete, delete. But I hardly ever actually take myself off a list because you never know. You know, there might be that one email that goes, hey, I really want to see that from that company or you know, that organization. So it's very powerful.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. I use that when my email's working. I use the priority inbox, but I like to see what people are doing because I really love to see what better marketers than me are doing and what headlines they're using that pull me in so I can try to copy them, and figure out what works because that's kind of the easiest way to learn. So all right, so we've talked about email, we've talked about social media. Now, another thing that I know you're heavily involved in is the Agent Reboot Tour. I mean, you've been all over the country, haven't you?
Pretty much, yeah. We've it's been a lot of fun. You know, we started Agent Reboot, I guess, a little over a year ago, year and a half ago, and it's just sort of blossomed, and we've taken it all over the country. We're in 24 locations this year, and just been crisscrossing the country. It's been an awesome thing, just so well received. And I don't go to all of them, but I'm at just about all of them. So you know, I'm on stage and I give a couple different presentations, and you know, I'm there with Chris, and it's been great. We're getting agents all over the country who some of them have heard of Inman, some of them haven't. But I think the overriding factor is they know they need to find out the latest in social media. They know they need to, you know, find out the latest in technology. They want to make sure that they're ahead of their competition. And, you know, again, it kind of goes back to what we're doing with Inman Next. There's this huge audience of agents who just really realize they want that kind of learning and education. So a lot of what we're doing at Agent Reboot, it really kind of ties into what we're doing at Inman Next, which is exciting.
Okay, so if I was going, because I haven't been to a reboot yet, but I will tell you what, I saw the video you guys put up of the Hawaii event. First, I'm jealous that everybody was in Hawaii. Second, I couldn't believe how behind agents were. So you guys are actually, you're pushing the industry forward, aren't you?
Yeah, we definitely are. You know, I used to work in a real estate brokerage for many years before I came to Inman. I mean, I have a marketing background. I've been in marketing for about 15 years, but before that, I worked at a real estate brokerage here in the San Francisco area for about 4 or 5 years. And you know, I was the marketing director, and as the marketing director, I used to get inundated with phone calls of different, you know, companies and vendors trying to sell me this. Hey, you know, do this, do that. And I know the agents were getting, you know, bombarded. And so one of my passions with Agent Reboot is to filter through all that stuff, all the cool products, all the cool tech things, all the cool apps, filter through all that, and then be able to present to a room full of agents, you know, this is the most important stuff that we see that's valuable, that you're actually going to use, that's going to help you make more money, that's going to help you get more leads and close more business. And so that's something I'm really proud of, is that just that filtering, you know, and there's just so much stuff that's out there. And trying to move, like you said, trying to move the industry forward by giving that good information and of what people should be doing and maybe what they shouldn't be doing as well.
Yeah, that's also a good time saver. So, if I'm an agent going to Agent Reboot, what can I expect? Because I know you've got one coming up in my neck of the woods soon. So, what do we expect to see in Agent Reboot?
Yeah, we're coming out to Tampa very soon. We'll be out there November 9th for the A la carte event pavilion. And basically what Agent Reboot is, it's 6 hours. We call it kind of a fire hose of information. Basically, It's a super packed day. It starts at 8 a.m. We have a complimentary breakfast from 8 to 9, a great networking hour, and where people can interact and meet people, all local agents. And then the event starts right at 9 o'clock. Chris will kick it off, Christmas CMC, and we go from 9 to 3. And it's basically just a full day of topics, things like content creation, Google+, social media, mobile technology. And all the presentations are pretty quick and tight. They're all usually, I would say, 15, 20, 25 minutes. So it's really quick, fast-paced. We do a lot of Q&A as well for people who have questions and answers. But what we found is by the end of the day, people are like, wow, that was awesome. That was some great content. I feel like I've got at least a couple good things I can go home and implement right away, which is our biggest goal. Like, if you can leave and you have two or three killer things that you didn't know that you feel like you can implement right away, that's huge. So that's exciting. We're talking about lifestyle branding, video marketing. Darren Persinger is one of our national speakers. He'll be there. He does a fantastic job talking about video marketing. Chris Smith is talking a lot about lead conversion, lead generation. We talked about online reviews, online reputation, budgeting, dollars and cents. I mean, it's quite a full day for 6 hours, but it's exciting. We actually just sort of revamped our program. So the program you're seeing, we just recently sort of revamped it. We had been running a great program earlier in the year, but just, technology and things change. So we sort of gave a little bit of a facelift and changed up a few things, and it's been really well received. So very, very exciting. And we wrap up at 3, and everyone's excited and heads out and hopefully implements everything right away. So.
Or at least one or two things, because their brain's going to be a little fried. I can imagine.
Exactly.
The quality of speakers that you have is awesome. And I'm a big Chris Smith fan. I'm a big Darren Persinger fan. And I'm a big Katie Lance fan. So I know that the quality that you're bringing is something that nobody else can bring. So that's one of the huge things. Now, I know you guys are all over the country. What is the one site that folks can go to see wherever the next events are for Agent Reboot?
Sure. So if they just go to agentreboot.com, that's probably the best site. It's got all of our cities and our programs, agentreboot.com. And then, of course, we've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/agentreboot. We're on Twitter at agentreboot. A lot of great conversations are going on both Facebook and Twitter. One of the coolest things that I've seen is as we've made our way around the country, we've gotten to know so many amazing agents all around the country. And we have sort of these pockets of agents all across the country that are chatting about Agent Reboot and have kept in touch. And, for example, when we're in Tampa, I can guarantee there'll be people on Twitter from Seattle, from Toronto, from Hawaii who are watching the Twitter stream, who are chiming in and having a conversation, which is just awesome. I love that part of social media. So very cool. But Jade, go back to your original question, agentreboot.com
No,
is
I
where
love
people
it.
can.
Because the truth is that when I know there's an agent reboot going on, I've got that hashtag stored on my Hootsuite, and I just kind of pop in to see what people are talking about. So you just outed me as a geek. Thank you.
No, that's awesome. I love that. I mean, I'm a social media geek, so I love it, and it's just really exciting, this community that we build all across North America. So I
No
love it.
kidding. So agentreboot.com, they can get all the tour dates there, and it's like a really nominal fee. It's so inexpensive that it's silly not to go to the event. I'll be
It's only
seeing you guys in Tampa for sure, one way or another. Yeah, so
Awesome.
awesome. So, oh, it's November 9th, right? I just want to throw that in there one more time for anybody that's local in the Southeast or in Florida.
Yeah.
The event is November 9th in Tampa. So anything else? Because you have shared a ton of good stuff with us, Katie, and I'm grateful. Anything else you want to say before we run on off?
I was just going to mention with Agent Reboot, if you have any of your any listeners who are in Tampa or the area, if you're a broker owner and you're thinking of getting a big group together, feel free to contact me. We've got some great group rates, and you can just contact me, Katie at inman.com, or post a message on Facebook or Twitter. But yeah, the event we're very excited about, and excited to have you there too.
Yeah. So, katie@inman.com for group rates. The event's November 9th. And for events all around the country, agentreboot.com or facebook.com/agentreboot, right?
Yep, you got it. That's right.
All right. So, we wanted to make sure everybody got that. I want to thank you for enlightening me. I also want to thank you on behalf of the listeners because I'm sure that they've gotten a lot of value from this little chat that we've had. And I'm just grateful for what you guys are doing at Inman, the way you're moving the industry forward, and you know the fun that you're making it fun while you do it. So that's really cool too.
Oh, thanks. We really appreciate it. It's exciting and just excited to be on your program today. So thanks so much. I really appreciate
Man, wasn't Katie awesome? I mean, she is a wealth of knowledge, very, very, very smart girl there, and I'm so happy that she was finally on this show, and I'm happy that you tuned in for this whole show. And remember what I told you. People who take action get rewarded. So now what I want you to do is go ahead over to Twitter, use keyword or keyword. I'm so crazy. Use hashtag RTG Radio and give me your best takeaway, and you might just win a ticket to Agent Reboot over in Tampa. Now, one other thing, because I will ask one more thing, is if you're loving the show, if you're liking the show, I mean, you gotta love it to give me 5 stars, but go on over to iTunes when the spirit moves you. Go on over to iTunes. And hopefully the spirit's moving you right now. And type in keyword real tech guy. You're gonna find this show. And I want you to give me 5 stars. If you're loving the show, then it should be easy to give me 5 stars. Your ratings fuel me. So let me know that you love what we're doing here, you love what you're learning, and keep me encouraged to bring you more of it. So this has been Jonathan Rivera, Real Tech Guy Radio, episode number 76. Thank you for tuning in and keep rocking just because you can.